a stem cell in now. This is Dr. Herbert O. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Stem Cell Now. The two do go together. Now is now. And now a stem cell is born into my awareness, into my consciousness, into my body, into my life. And the stem cell that is born into me is absolutely undifferentiated. It has no specific duty. It has no specific role to play. It has no specific opportunity to do anything except do what I think it to do, I will it to do, I have chosen for it to do. It has no other purpose, no other direction, no other ideal for itself except what I think for it. Now, when I think a thought like I like me, I am thinking in now. When I think a thought, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I do not think of it as something in the future or the past, or something that I'd like, but something that is. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And when my stem cells are born every instant in my life, and every moment, every day in my life, every now in my life, these stem cells want to know what sort of an attitude, what sort of consciousness, what sort of world they're born into. And they're born into a world that's multilateral, multinational, multi-everything. It is in every possible way. And it is in every possible way because we as individuals think in many every possible way. Now, why do we think in every possible way? Why do we have so many diverse attitudes, opinions, thoughts, desires? Why are we not one-pointed in our thinking and therein having a one-pointed accomplishment for our stem cell? Why is it that we want to think about illness and think about health and think about wealth and think about poverty, think about divinity and think about humanity, and think about all these things? Why is it we want to think these things and not think one, what we might call the good one, but we think the good one and the one that might not be beneficial for us, but we think about them. Now, why do we do this? Well, there's no answer to that question, never will be, because it is not really our reality. Our reality is that we at all times are thinking that we are very good beings. We at all times are thinking that we are very noble, we are very ideal, we are the original purity and integrity of our creative cause. Why we have put ourselves into being? We have put ourselves into being because we would like to express our original purity and integrity. Not that we'd like to express it, but that's who we are, and so therein we will express our original. Now we are expressing our original purity and integrity. Now, just in these few moments here, we have gone from will to are, to be, to choose, to desire. And you see, that's how our thinking goes. Our thinking is 1 minute here, 1 minute there. It is not one-pointed. And it would seem like being one-pointed was a rather difficult thing. However, it's not really difficult. The only difficult thing is that what is it we want to choose? What is it we want to choose to think about? Do we like the excitement of a world that is in chaos and a world that is in confusion? Well, Scientists tell us even chaos is, in its greater state, a most magnificent harmony. Harmony is the allness of the universe. If chaos, which we look at as confusion, can be viewed as, by a greater vision, as a magnificent harmony, something so harmonious and so beautiful that we have not been able to conceive it, because we thought of it as chaos. Now, do we sometimes think of our body as less than perfect? Well, now, that might be a chaotic thought, and certainly if it's something beautiful and fantastic, it's not really a chaotic thought. What it is it's a contrary thought. Now, what thought do we want to hold about our life, ourself? What thought do we want our stem cell to be born into? The illustration could very easily be given to a family. A family that has fine values, a family that is a happy family, a family that has the choices that they make for themselves of living in a harmonious world, living in a world where things are going beautifully and things are going wonderfully, a family that is having itself in its own community a harmonious life, and in the community in which it lives a harmonious life, and in the world in which it lives a harmonious life. Every family doesn't have to have tragedies piled up upon itself one after the other. The majority of families do not. But some do, and they do because they allow themselves to think about it. Now, you say, well, what about those families that already have the tragedies? What can they do? Well, if a naughty boy is a naughty boy, and you train him to be a good boy, you have to forget the fact that he had been a naughty boy for him to be a good boy and for him to benefit from being a good boy. If you're going to hold the past up to your child and hold it up to him again and again and again, the child will never achieve the magnificence that the child is. Now, we too are that same way. It doesn't matter what our age is. We can be Ancient of Days, or we can be the newness of new. It doesn't matter. It only matters what sort of a family are we born into? What sort of a consciousness is our stem cell born into? Who are we really that we choose to be as our original purity and integrity? The stem cell is waiting to come forth and express itself according to our choice. It's like the genie says, you know, what wouldst thou of me? What would you have me do? I am here to do what you want done. And truly, every stem cell is here to do what we want done. But unfortunately, the stem cell has no activation within it, except it has one facility about it. The stem cell is a mirror which reflects who and what it sees. If a stem cell is born into our life, and 10,000 are born there every single day from our brain alone, as a stem cell is born into our life, what is it reflecting back? If we have pure thoughts, pure ideas, if we live in the now and think only lovely, magnificent, wonderful thoughts, then these stem cells are going to radiate out these pure, magnificent, and lovely thoughts. These stem cells are going to be that which we are. And that's a pretty wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing. But it means that we have to do a little bit of work on this, you might say. We have to, number one, give up the past, give up thinking about it, referring to it. Oh, we all do it too easily. I do it as much as anyone else, but we all do it too easy. We talk about when we were a child. We talk about our families. We talk about our experiences that we've had. We've talked about all the things that are in the world that we have already experienced. And the world that lies before us is so much grander than anything we've ever done, although what we have done is very grand too. Now, if we're going to live on the laurels of our past, if we're going to live on the successes of our past and on the wonder of our past, then that's who we are. If George Washington had lived on the laurel of his past, where he told his father after he had cut down a cherry tree, and his father said, "George, boy, did you cut down that cherry tree?" And George says to his father, "Dad, I can't tell a lie. You know me. Yes, I cut it down." And you see, we're living in the past. George is living his entire life based upon the fact that he couldn't tell a lie. Well, if he based it on the fact he couldn't tell a lie each step along the way, he could have never been a politician. Or if he had been a politician, he would have been one of the most noble politicians. You say, well, he was the first president of the United States. He was a politician. Yes, he was a politician. But he was a politician in the realm of a different era. A politician where the ideals of a nation were being established. The ideals of a country were being brought forth. The ideals were being made known. It's like the beginning for us. We're establishing the cause, the magnificent purpose, the magnificent direction for which we would like our stem cells to go. And we say, what is the ideal that our nation is founded upon? What is the cause that our body, life, and affairs are founded upon individually? Anything that the fathers of our nation here in the United States did, or any other nation of the world, any foundation principles that they put into motion for the benefit of the people as they understood it, were certainly thought to be of an ideal form. And we can put those same ideal forms in motion for ourselves by living it every day. George Washington wasn't one day saying one thing and another day saying another. He wasn't dualistic. He had a simplistic attitude. He spoke about truth, and he lived truth, and he presented truth. He was a man of principle. Now, we are beings of principle too. And as we are beings of principle, we will always never be able to tell a lie, because we're always telling the truth. We will always be living in our ideal self, our ideal integrity, our ideal purity. And as we live in our ideal integrity and purity, we have to rather know what that is, don't we? And our ideal integrity is that we can never tell a lie. We always speak the truth. Are you divine? Are you God? Are you the creative cause of the universe? Are you the most responsible being? Is your word a principle? Is your word a law? When you speak your word, does everything happen? And the truth is, yes. Now, that's ideal, isn't it? That's not only ideal, that's real. That's not something that we wish to be or thought was, but never is. It's something that at all times is. It is our ideal. It is our principle. It is that upon which we base our life, base my life. I'm always thinking of these ideals. I'm always thinking of these principles. Oh, I play the game to get attention now and then of being irritated or being upset or hollering or screaming or whatever, stamping my feet. But at the same time, if you took my blood pressure, it'd be all quite normal. We don't even need to play that game. We don't need to impress anybody else in our world with who we are. All we are is impressing our stem cells, which are born in us every day, like little children saying, "Daddy, what do you want me to do today? Daddy, where are we going to go? Daddy, what are we going to talk about today? What are we going to think about today? Mommy, why are you always so concerned that I tell the truth? Why are you always so concerned that I be a good boy? Mommy, why are you always so concerned that I am a loving child?" Well, those are births of our integrity. Those are births of our original purity. Those are births of our reality. And as we maintain ourselves in that reality in which we are born, then all our thoughts, our children, are born in that same integrity. All of our stem cells are born in that same integrity, in that same original purity and integrity that we are. And as each is born in this, magnificent things happen in our life again and again and again. But it's always now. There is not one instant, not one millisecond that we can ever allow ourselves to have a negative thought. We cannot allow ourselves ever to think something which is contrary to our original purity and integrity. And you say, "Well, I wonder what my original purity and integrity is." You do not. If you're anything like me, you don't. You know. I know what is the right thing to say and do and be it every time. I know what is truth, and I know what is love. I know what is honor. I know what my original purity is. I know what my original integrity is. I know, because every moment of my life I live it. And I live it in the now awareness. And as I live these things in the now awareness, there is no becoming, there is no to be, to do. There is only being, doing, now. Being, doing, now. What wonderful thoughts. What wonderful concepts. What wonderful realizations. We are a mirror. And all the world, our world, is a mirror. All of life is a mirror. We are a mirror, shining out who we are, what we believe about ourselves, what our concept of ourselves is, what our desire for ourselves, of ourselves is, not for ourselves, but of ourselves. And as we look out into our creation, our world, we see more mirrors. Mirrors reflecting back purity and goodness, integrity, truth, love. And it is not something that will be. It's the now, something that is right this instant. Right this instant. Now we ask ourselves this very reasonable, logical question. How many nows are there? If I'm always living in the now, how many nows are there? How many always living am I doing? Am I living many moments, and each moment is now? Am I living eons of time, and each eon of time is now? Am I living in the now, and then I'm thinking about you, or I'm thinking about my creation, things that I created, that are out in my world, reflecting back in my world? Am I thinking of these things? What am I thinking about? And as I think about what I'm thinking about, I'm not thinking about what I'm thinking about. Sounds a little strange, doesn't it? But as I'm thinking about something other than what I'm thinking about right this minute, I'm not thinking about what I'm thinking about right this minute. If I'm thinking about myself, and I am whole, and I am pure, and I am my original purity and integrity, and I'm being myself and having fun, and I'm enjoying myself, the moment I start thinking about what my reflection does, which is my creation, the moment I think about what my reflection does, then I am not thinking about what I do, what I am. The moment I look out upon the world and I see anyone doing anything, exciting or not, I am not thinking about myself. You say, well, it's your creation, and you're thinking about your creation, and so you're thinking about yourself and your creation. No, I'm not. Anytime I allow my thought to be upon anything other than myself, other than me in the now, I am not thinking about me in the now. That's just an obvious truism. If I'm not thinking about me, I must be thinking about something other than me. If I'm thinking about something other than me, I'm not thinking about me. No. My choice, my decision, my world can be living in the now, thinking about me only, thinking about me at all times, thinking about me, how wonderful I am, how magnificent I am, how pure I am. And when I live in this me consciousness, it takes training, but it can be done, because it really is our truth. When I think about this me, every judgment, every possession, every attitude other than one-pointed, it goes out the window. It's not in my world. Now, to have something not be in my world is quite an amazing thing. To live so in now that there is no otherness is quite an amazing thing. So many people have written things and said things where they try to tell us that it's selfish and it's not proper to think only upon oneself. It's not the thing to do to be thinking only about yourself. But what does a parent often do to a child? They say, make me proud of you. They don't say, child, make yourself proud of yourself. They say, make me proud of you. You got a heritage here of a family that has done these wonderful, successful things. Now, we're all doctors, so you're going to be a doctor. We're all lawyers, you're going to be a lawyer. We're all carpenters, we're all woodmakers, we're all beautiful beings, we're sculptors, we're artisans of one sort or another. You're going to be it. And you see, no. If we teach our children, if we teach our stem cells to be themselves and have fun, if we teach everything that we are in our life to be our reflection, that means we must be ourselves and have fun. That means we must be relaxed and be peaceful. Anytime a headache comes up to you, you immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. Take a deep breath and be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Yes, that's it. Whenever a problem enters your consciousness, you immediately say, be myself and have fun. Yep, this is a wonderful world. Everything is in order. Everything is divine. Everything is beautiful. And you give no attention to the seeming problem. You only think about you being yourself and having fun, liking yourself, all the time liking yourself. And while this may not be what the world wants to hear, because they want you to say, oh, you've done a good job. Oh, everything you've done is so wonderful. Oh, that's a lovely thing you've done. Oh, my goodness, yes. And you see, that's really us. That's really our reflection, reflecting back what our attitude is about ourselves. We want approval and recognition from the world of the things that we do. Well, if we give approval and recognition to ourselves for the things that we are and do, that's all the recognition we could ever aspire to, all the recognition we could ever desire. Yes, wonderful things come in a wonderful way. And it's so great to see how some people feel that they can be the judge and the jury, and they can be the determiners for what world is going to be in others. While in themselves, they allow themselves to run around in a framework of confusion and misunderstanding. Yes, we can make judgments, but to make judgments, we are no better than the judgments we make. So we look at ourselves and we say, I like me. I like me. As I look at myself and say, I like me, 24 hours of the day, every single moment, I like me. What would happen to me? If I look at myself every day and say, I'm being myself and having fun. I'm being myself and having fun. Oh, what a great world this is. Oh, I am so happy. Everything is so great, so wonderful, so super, so fantastic. That's the way it is. I only look upon that which I am. And when I am that which I am, I choose to look upon, then that's what I am. If I choose to look on a healthy body, then I will have a healthy body. I will not have a healthy body. If I choose to look upon my healthy body, it is because I have a healthy body. If I choose to look upon my brilliant mind, it's because I have a brilliant mind. If I choose to look upon every organ, action, function of my body as ideal and perfect, then every organ, action, function of my body is ideal and perfect. If I choose to look upon my creation, the reflection that I am in the outer, I am peace, my world is peace. I am love, unconditional love. Unconditional love. When I am unconditional love, all the world is unconditional love. When I am living as my ideal self, all the world is living as my ideal self. This is living in now. It is sort of strange to say in the now, because I am God or I am the God. If I am the God, which God have I the capability of being? If I am God, then there is only one God, and I am that. If I am living in now, I am living in the only now there is. If I am living in the now, then I am living in the multitudes of possibilities of nows that I can conceive of in my mind. Oh, it's a bit intellectual, academic, you might say. But yet, it's quite simple, living in my original purity and integrity. For if I just like me, there's nothing else to do. If I just like the things I do, there's no concern. If I just like my body, then so be it. If I like my mind and my spirit, so it is. Whatever I choose, however I choose, whatever I choose is of no consequence unless I am that I am. Unless I am me, being myself, living in my original purity and integrity at all times. We stop chasing the world, stop chasing possibilities. Stop chasing the probabilities, stop chasing anything, and just be our reality. Be our reality of joy and harmony and peace and wonder and magic and goodness. And how great that is. How great that is. I am doing it now. And I don't say doing it. I do that now. I live that now. I am that now. I like me. I like me. I like me. And I like my creation. That's you. I like you. I like you. I like you. And I love you. Unconditionally. I love you. Unconditionally. I love you unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. And so it is.